This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. Good to be back with you.
Today, we're going to reflect some of the time on the latest earnings numbers. Of course, it's a big week for the big tech brands. But let's first start with the latest Eurozone CPI numbers, which came in earlier on, and they were perhaps a little higher than expected.
Yeah, that's fair to say. We did get a year-over-year meet of the forecast at 2.1%, so actual came in at 2.1%. However, the core CPI, to your point, came in at 2.4% versus the 2.3% expected. Europe has definitely been further along in the curve in regards to getting inflation back down towards that 2% target. In retrospect, in comparison to places like the UK, which is still dealing with sticky inflation, and the US, who also had sticky inflation. However, the key difference here in terms of central bank comparisons, which is what we're also after here as, you know, market commentators and traders, investors, et cetera, we want to look at the full outlook of the economies of these places. And when we look at Europe, 2.4% core inflation, sure, it's a little higher than forecast, but in general, the ECB does not have the same kind of growth metrics that places like the US have seen. And to make it even more difficult of the crew, the Bank of England is struggling with kind of the difficult sides of both sides of this, where they've had modest growth or little to no growth in the economy, meanwhile still dealing with elevated levels of inflation. Today, the euro is moving lower. So is the British pound, by the way. Both are moving lower against the US dollar, perhaps following through from what we discussed in previous days about the Bank of England, the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, right, seeing the need to cut interest rates, but perhaps not a lock or a guarantee that we're going to get another interest rate cut in December. That's sort of the situation that we see now, where the dollar index is really rocketing higher here. We have now seen the dollar break out of a multi-week high and now seems poised, at least at the time of recording this, 99.73. It's not that far off from getting back into triple digit territory. That is, of course, getting back to 100 on the DXY. Kind of a surprise turnaround. And what I found interesting in that too, Johnny, just following through with the meeting this week, is that this is the second time where Powell's taken the stand and the market has kind of been surprised by his hawkishness. This also marked, again, another short-term low for the dollar. Dollar is continuing to push higher in response to what seems to be a Fed committee that is more divided than the market had anticipated. So we also see, as I mentioned, the British pound is moving lower. U.S. yields did actually spike higher yesterday and still remain elevated, with expectations for rate cuts still overall expected, but maybe at a slower pace than the market had previously thought.
Meanwhile, Nick, on your side of the Atlantic, we've had a lot of earnings this week, in particular the big techs. Over the last few hours, we've heard from Amazon and Apple. How have they fared?
Yes. So today, kind of a big move higher here for Apple and Amazon. I'll talk about Apple first. So Apple beat their earnings estimates nicely. And again, this has been sort of a rebound for a stock that's been otherwise pretty boring, right? We've had Apple, it's been actually a more controversial stock than in its history in the last like 1 year or so, 2 years, where, you know, they really trailed the whole AI hype story with, you know, the only kind of thing they've been doing really being, at least in the eyes of the market, general commentary seems to be just refreshing iPhones that have already kind of been, and not really anything of notable innovation or change. At least that's the scrutiny of some in the financial markets, the stock market. But yeah, Apple has been on a tear to the upside here. Apparently, the iPhone 17 has been performing really well compared to estimates. And so the stock is up and actually hit an all-time high here as we speak. $276.84 per share. That was this morning. Of course, we traded a little bit lower at the time of recording. It's now, you know, moved a little bit lower. But at the same time, we also have Amazon, who put up some remarkable earnings And also specifically, some of the AI-related revenue was very impressive. And so we had a huge jump in the stock. Amazon up at the time of recording this, just around 12% on the day. That is a remarkable jump in share price. And the stock is doing really, really well. So this bodes well, considering we had Google, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, and Apple so far all beating their earnings estimates. You know, aside from Meta, who had a small accounting kind of discrepancy, they had a one-time expense that caused their earnings per share to look like it missed, but it actually did not. When you rule that one-time expense out, all of them have beaten their estimates so far. And this is what the market not only wanted, but kind of needed. The market is expensive right now, according to historical averages, right? Tech stocks are very, very pricey on average. And so, you know, the market demands these sorts of great returns. So anything less than this, I think you would have seen a sharper drop in stock prices. But for now, the story around AI seems to be intact and continues to be a strong one. Finally, we'll talk about the week ahead next week. And if we're looking ahead, of course, one of the big obvious ones that we continuously reference on the podcast is whether or not we're going to get this government shutdown to come to a close. Aside from that, we'll continue to monitor that. We're hoping that that development does take place, and it is expected to come to a close, hopefully, fingers crossed, but we'll see. With that said, we have on Monday, we have ISM manufacturing PMI numbers. We also have the RBA. We'll hear their monetary policy statement. And then if we take a look at Tuesday of next week, we have JOLTS job openings as well as unemployment rate data out of New Zealand. And then if we go on to Wednesday, we have the ISM services PMI numbers, and we will get the ADP non-farm employment change. Now, remember, this is the first Friday of the month coming up. We are going to get on Thursday, though, before we get to Friday, the Bank of England, of course, monetary policy as well. And then we have unemployment claims tentatively, and same thing with that first Friday of the month, that tentative non-farm employment change. I don't know about listeners, but I personally would love to see the government shutdown come to a close and we can get some data and move along with things in regards to the economy.
Yeah, I'm sure Jerome Powell would agree with you as well, actually, Nick, because without those numbers, he's in a bit of a quandary, isn't he, really, as to what to do next, which is why he was so cautious when we heard from him on Wednesday. But fingers crossed, we'll get the non-farm payroll next Friday. Have a great weekend and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Shawnee. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.